In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning, Manhattan. Nick McNamara here, News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus. Today we have a big business day. We have with us a number of representatives from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. First, we have Director of Economic Development, Trent Armbrust. We also have Military Community Liaison, Janet Nichols, and Director of Membership, Sharla Meisenheimer. Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I understand you had a bit of a busy morning today with your Good Morning Manhattan program. That's where my sort of little tie-in there with my intro.
Yes. We had a great morning. We had three speakers this morning. The school district was attending to talk about the school bond issue. We also had a representative from the Job Corps Center and talk about the amazing program that they have and the workforce training that Job Corps provides for the community, as well as the services for the entire state. And then we also had
Jordan
Keel, who's a student body president, update us not only on university activities, but SGA activities, and really appreciate her efforts to tie the university and the community stronger together and continue that town-gown relationship.
Awesome. And usually we kind of get right into opening sometimes, or at least Brady used to get into opening.
Brady used to do that, yes.
Remembering you,
would,
Brady.
Would you like to open with openings now?
I think it might be good to talk a little bit about some things that have happened in the meantime. And since you've been here last, there was, of course, the Labor Day Wildcat Creek flooding.
Sure.
And I was wondering, you know, what types of businesses are you aware that have been affected and how they've been progressing from there?
Sure. As a lot's been reported in the media, and we really want to thank Raleigh County Emergency Management, the City of Manhattan, for all their efforts and all the first responders that helped during that flood. Businesses have been affected. We were just talking earlier about Goblin Games is relocated to the mall. And, there was an editorial in the paper about how helpful the Manhattan community has been to those that have been affected by the floods. And you see that not only for the residents, but also for the businesses, because you look at statistics nationally, 60% of the businesses affected by a natural disaster never reopen. And so it takes a community effort to keep these community assets going, and small businesses are those that struggle the most from a natural disaster. So continue to see those efforts. SBA does have an office now that's in Manhattan that's been in the paper, and some notices have gone out. They're located in the old Parks and Rec facility in City Park. And they're open through, I believe, Thursday of next week, if I recall right. And they do take walk-ins. They're open till 6 o'clock at night. So encourage anybody that's been affected. And SBA, which is Small Business Administration, not only provides loans and assistance for businesses, but they also have programs for renters and housing, individual housing. So they provide a full spectrum of emergency services for all those that were affected in the flood. Encourage anybody affected to reach out. And then also the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation has set up the charities that are assisting with those who were affected as well.
Yeah, and just a note on those loans. I believe it's for business owners, it's about up to $2 million you can get in loans from that. And for property and capital damages. Mm-hmm. And for homeowners and renters, or for homeowners for property damages, it's up to $200,000.
$40,000 for renters.
Yeah, and that's also, I think the homeowners can also get $40,000 for property, mm-hmm, or personal property loss as well, yeah, aside from the real estate.
We know several people have been shared that, you know, they lost their cars, and
right,
no way to, you know, obviously that's a very difficult expense, mm-hmm, to recover from. And so all these tools are going to be necessary, and again, the support of the community to all those that were affected is really important and reflects on the community.
And I know that there was a car dealer that had some cars in the lot over there at Village Plaza, too,
Robin's Motor was storing inventory over there, and they were greatly affected by the flood.
All right. Well, it's good to just get a little bit of an update regarding that. Some of the other businesses, you know, La Hacienda, Golden Walk, and Debonair's Haircuts were also affected. I believe, mm-hmm, Powercat Sports Grill just opened back up.
Powercat's reopening, and the car museum renovations continue forward now as they're repairing some of the flood damage. But we're fortunate that some of those are going to reopen and continue to.
All right. And now it's time to get into some of these openings that are happening around town.
Sure. We'll go down the list, Nick. Sacred Leaf, which is a CBD oils, has opened in Blue Earth Plaza. Full House Restaurant, where Bon Thai was, has now opened, as well as the Vape Bar Manhattan West, which is on 3252 Kimball Avenue, which is Candlewood Shopping Center. Fur Family Animal Hospital on McCall Road, so, you know, where the old Orshlin's building. I just forgot the name of the doggy daycare. Wolf's. Thank you. It's in with that Wolf's facility. public call on Morrow Street, and that is a great place to go if you want to visit with friends. And then Calios, which is Calzones, is also opened in Aggieville on Morrow Street. And then Heartland, Granite, and Quartz on 8989 Green Valley Drive. So those all have recently opened. You know, you look around the community, Aggieville, you see the Dusty Bookshelf, that former location. They've started work there. They've stabilized the structures, and so that construction is ongoing, and we'll see how that progresses as far as new tenants and ownership and all that works that out. Adair Thurston downtown, they have their sign is up now. That building has been remodeled, and we are looking forward to their ribbon cutting soon. Fun Hills Builders Association, just talked to Brad this morning. They're in the process of moving downtown as well, and they're undergoing their renovations. And Wainwright Eye Care out on Vanesta Place, back behind Old Chicago, just west of Old Chicago. That building has gone up, and they're starting to do some of the exterior work, and that's an impressive-looking facility. We did the groundbreaking for that back in the spring, and again, look forward to that ribbon cutting. And then the structure that's getting a lot of questions is where the former Motel 6 was, and that is going to be a Tommy's Car Wash. Everyone's seeing the red steel structures go up, and they're like, what is that
thing? Is that what that is then?
Yeah, it's a Tommy's Car Wash. They have some in Kansas City. I've actually went and used one just as a curiosity to see what was coming here, and very nice, open, bright car wash, automatic car wash and vacuuming, and so we're excited to have another asset like that in town. And then if you go further west out on Scenic Crossings, so Scenic and Anderson, an area obviously that was very close to the flooding, but Scenic Crossings is up high and dry, and the Shop Quick facility there is basically complete, and look forward to that opening. And then we've talked about the car museum moving forward, and then the fence has gone around Wendy's, and they're going to start that remodel, so the construction activity has commenced there.
So that's exciting. I know a lot of people that go to K-State still, and they were kind of bummed out when that Wendy's went down like that. That was like an easy access for on their way to school to pick up some, you know, maybe not the best breakfast health-wise, but, you know, French fries and burgers are always great.
Always good. And
morning or night, to be honest. There's no worries there.
We appreciate the investment in all. It takes an investment by so many private sector individuals to make the businesses in Manhattan thrive. And this is, you know, they had an unfortunate situation, but now they're going to reinvest back in that building. Just as you've seen the Aggieville Burger King get the reinvestment there to bring that up. And so we continue to have high quality facilities.
And that Calios also you mentioned. I tried one of their free samples they had out front the other night. Probably it was Friday night, actually. Very, very good. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. We'll take your endorsement.
Awesome. And I guess I also should, I believe it was about a month ago now that Tallgrass suspended their operations. I was wondering if there'd been any update on their ability or their process trying to find more investments and recapitalization there.
They continue to work with individuals that are interested in the facility. I was contacted by two additional groups this week. So there continues to be interest in the property. It's just coming up with the right arrangement that works for both parties. And so they'll continue to work on that.
All right. And are there any notable closings happening around the community as well?
You know, none to mention today, I don't believe. Obviously, we're watching the flood situation and those businesses impacted, and if those closings remain permanent. And again, we feel for those are personal family businesses that have suffered. And so, you know, they have a lot in stake, and they have some very hard decisions about reopening and the investment they want to make to keep that business going. But so some of those areas we just need to continue to watch and monitor.
Well, hopefully those who really need it are able to take care of these or take advantage of these new loans that are available now. And, you know, maybe they'll be able to get back open again.
Absolutely.
All right. I think it's about time to take our first break here on In Focus. And then coming back up, we'll get into some other topics, maybe talk a little bit about the Military Relations Committee and talk about a little bit about get to know you since this is your first time in here, Sharla.
Sounds great.
All right. We'll be back after this on In Focus. Listen to News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
I'm going to tell you a bedtime story. Well, it's about my bed and its time and its story. It's...